Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Of my enemy is my enemy's enema. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Lily Avakey Vakey, okay, or Lily Llama 101. Thank you so much to Lily, and welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for, I don't think that one's going to stick, by the way. That is not going to be the permanent one. We are still on the hunt for a permanent catchphrase. Lily, sorry, but that will just be the temporary one we use today. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. My name is Scott Aukerman. Last episode of Augie Doggie, we are done with the Comedy Bang Bang tour last night, if it all went well. Way before that, if it didn't go well, we will see. We are back in Los Angeles and ready to serve you once again with wonderful episodes all throughout the year. Did I say my name is Scott Aukerman? I hope I did. Coming up a little later on the show, we have, this is exciting, we have a manager slash producer that we're getting a little look behind the scenes of show business. This is exciting. We also have, and this is what he wanted to be described as, a young player making moves. So we will be talking to that young player making moves. But before we get to them, let's talk to an even younger player. If I'm, I used to work in a carnival doing this, and I'm guessing he is a little bit younger than our other young player, but similarly making moves, I believe, in the podcast sphere. He is, and you know, I don't like to talk about other podcasts on this show because I don't like the competition, but I made a rare exception for this gentleman. He has a wonderful podcast out there right now entitled I Said No Gifts. Which is celebrating its probably a year at this point that you've been doing it now. Is that right?
2.5?
More like, perhaps. But we call that a podcaster's year.
That's a classic podcaster's yes, year.
Especially during the quarantine.
Certainly.
Yes. But 2.5 years, a lot of great guests, and I pronounce that guests, apparently. and we'll be talking to him about this. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Bridger Weiniger. Hello.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is my pleasure. Well, it's nice to meet you. We have never met before. Is this your card?
That is my card. My God, it's been years since I saw that card.
What I do for a new guest. Hell yeah, it's been about a podcaster's decade since I snuck up on you and asked you to pick a card. You were just a wee young lad, were you not, walking down the street? I said, this kid's going to be somebody.
And I thought that Ace of Spades. I'm going to keep that in mind. That's the only card I know of.
You've been dreaming about it every single night before you go to bed. Ace of Spades, Ace of Spades, Ace of Spades.
Absolutely showing my card knowledge right now. That's truly the only card.
Ace of... Okay, whoa, what cards are mentioned in songs? Yes. Ace of Spades. welcome to the show, Bridger. So nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you.
My wife, or my ex-girlfriend, the widow Howlap, has met you, has been on the show.
She's been on the show.
And she says great things about you, and she was on the show, and I heard an earful about you when she was on, and then this opportunity came up. I said, I got to meet this guy that I heard this earful about. Here you are.
Get your eyes on me. Yeah, Kulop gave me maybe the most things I've ever gotten on the show.
Oh, really?
Yes.
We did not talk about that. What did she get? But okay, before we get to that, let's talk about the premise of the show. Mm-hmm. It is a competitive podcast, competitive meaning with mine.
Of course. I'm here to take a huge bite out of your audience.
But you are, and a little background about you, you are a very funny writer, and are you a performer as well, other than the podcast? Or
It's 2022, I'm just everything.
Yes, but what is performing even in 2022?
Right.
So you've written for what shows at this point?
I started at Jimmy Kimmel. I wrote on Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. What else have I worked on?
Two Emmys?
Shimmy?
Kimmy yeah. to Kimmy.
Hey, did you say two shimmies?
I heard Emmy twice, and I thought, maybe I'm next.
He just talked about shows that... Wait, did you say Emmys? I don't even know. Or you were just talking about shows that have Emmys.
I heard Kimmy, and I heard Jimmy, and I was like, surely I'm next.
I'm sorry, this is Shimmy Bridger. This is Shimmy.
Hi, gotta go.
Wait, Shimmy. Okay, well.
Shimmy, I need business advice.
Shimmy's just been wandering around the... first, he was wandering around my backyard for months. And then somehow he followed us here and has been wandering around the studio. He always has to go immediately.
But yeah, I've worked on a variety of these.
You also were on the Craig Kilborn show. You were, what was your position there?
I was on the Craig Ferguson,
Ferguson
show.
Ferguson, I'm so sorry. One of the Craigs.
I was kind of a permanent production assistant.
You were a PA, but he would have you on the show every time you would fuck up? Is that, what's the story there?
I mean, it's a really... what is the story? It was just 4 years of complete discomfort. At some point, I crashed his car, and then he put me on the show, basically in a bikini for 2 weeks. Yes.
Right.
This was, this is another time when you could kind of bring on a closeted gay man and put him in a bikini for two straight weeks.
Maybe he was doing you a favor, trying to get you out of that closet.
I don't know that was the plan.
I don't know. He plays five-dimensional chess sometimes, that Craig Ferguson.
But at the time I thought, look, I wrecked his car and I'm making...
How did you wreck it again? Because I don't think a PA driving someone's car other than like to another parking spot in the lot is apropos for a work
I don't know that it's... Yeah, right. It's not part of the...
Didn't he have you driving like from Las Vegas to LA or something like that?
That's another time I was driving his car. That's a fully separate situation.
When you're at Craig Ferguson, fly your car on the private jet.
Absolutely. Drive it onto one of those big military planes.
Yes. Like Fast and Furious 7, right?
And have
seven,
The Rock six. Drive it out, parachute out of the plane. The time I wrecked his car was a much larger SUV he was driving.
He had several cars. Wow.
This man owns so many cars.
Wow.
And this one I was driving out of his house, which had a very narrow driveway. And I turned... I mean, my spatial reasoning skills are less than a bug.
I meant to say, bad. You're not even looking at me. You're looking at the other wall. I'm over here, Bridger.
I do not know where I am at any time.
Okay.
So when I'm driving a car, especially a large car, it's just in constant danger. I turned the corner, ran into a pole. Immediately,
was this on his property or this
is on his property? This was on Ferguson.
Why do you have so many poles on it? Like if I were Craig Ferguson, I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm going to try to do him. Here we go. What a beautiful place I have. So many poles. What's this motherfucker have like 18 poles on
his
property?
He loves poles. He's built a career on it. But I ran into a pole. At the time, I was working basically a minimum wage job that I immediately thought, now I'm going to lose the job.
Mm-hmm.
Began to freak out, backed up, hit the pole again. and the car was so large, there was no way not to hit the pole. So then I just had to pull forward and hit the pole again and then drive back to the studio.
So you hit the car in two different places.
I did $6,000 of damage to this car, all on my own. No other drivers
were involved.
That's
about one episode for him, right? Maybe the first half hour until the commercial break.
Right. That was a coffee break for him.
Right.
He handled it pretty well. But then put me on the show for 2 weeks. But in my mind, I thought, well, I'm going to get paid for every one of these
appearances. Yeah, because you get a SAG minimum,
right.
Like $1,300 to be on the...
I wish it was $1,300.
It might be $700 or
so,
right?
It was about $400.
Just because you didn't speak? Is that...
That's a good... I think it was an under five is what
okay,
it's called.
Yeah.
So it was like $400.
Man, the under five is such a scam. We used to like... when we would cast people on the Comedy Bang Bang TV show, they would have six lines, and we would just go, let's put a comma in between these two.
That's all of television. Yeah. Truly, that you have four people on the show who get more than five lines, and then everyone else gets lunch for the day.
So you were on for like two full weeks at $400 or so. So let's call it $450.
Right.
You are probably getting $4,500. You're getting a little less than what the damage that you caused.
Yeah, a little less than the damage and the satisfaction of knowing I had damaged the car and gotten away with it, essentially. Right. And just was kind of forced to become comfortable with my body on television, which truly was probably the most valuable thing of all.
Was this ever a, could you have said no?
That's a really good, that's an excellent question.
Could you have said anything but the bikini?
I don't think I could have.
Interesting.
I don't know that I could have. I mean, I can't speak for anyone involved.
Let's Weinstein this Ferguson guy. What do you say?
maybe I could have said no, but at the time I was making so little money and was so desperate for any type of money.
I would get in a bikini for $4,000 right now.
Of course. Are you kidding me? I would get in a bikini right now for $100, and I'm not kidding.
I'll give you $100 not to get in a bikini. What do you say?
Okay, I'm not in a bikini, Scott.
Oh, all right, here we go. I got to
pay up. I'm going out.
I just paid
tonight.
You $25 bills, apparently, because I did four of them.
That's not a bad idea for an amount of bill.
It's not bad, because the 50's too much.
Right.
But you're often out there like valet parking or whatever, and it's like $20 of valet parking. You're like, I need to put a five on this. Where do I get? But you don't want to break another 20.
Right.
Let's start the $25 bill. Who would be on it, Bridger?
Who at this point would be? I feel like Jimmy Carter is a classic.
Jimmy Carter
25.
Should be on something. Mm-hmm. Should he not?
We've got to remove somebody from a bill and put Jimmy Carter on a bill.
We were talking about this on Never Not Funny about a month ago. The other presidents must hate him, right? Because he's making them look so bad. I bet they want him to die.
Of course. They all want him. Absolutely are ready for his death.
So, Bridger, you were. Did he have you on other times to embarrass you, or was that the end of it after the 2 weeks?
So, I had been working there for I got hired there as a temporary production assistant. At the time, I was like, I had just been turned down for a job at the See's Candy Warehouse because the woman thought I couldn't lift 50 pounds.
Is there a See's Candy Warehouse here in L.A.?
There is. On the way, if you go down La Brea, pretty far south, there's a giant See's. It might be the HQ. I don't know.
How do they size you up to see whether you can lift 50 pounds or not? Do they have like a big dumbbell that has like 50 lb on it and they go, pick it up?
No. Or what happened was, I would estimate like a 70-year-old woman looked at me and said, I don't think you can lift 50 pounds. I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. And that was the end of the discussion for me. So I was applying for that type of job. I needed a job. And I had interned for David Letterman, who produced Craig Ferguson. And so they called me and said, there's a temporary job for like a month. Do you want to take it? And of course, I took it. And a week in, Craig, for some reason, decided to put me on TV.
And is this because of the car accident thing,
no,
or this is before
that? Car accident
that?
Was literally okay. years later. I was there okay. for far too long.
So he just took we would do this on the CVB television show sometimes. We would find an interesting PA or whatever and go like, hey, come on, be on the show and have a little part or whatever.
Yes, it was kind of that.
Right.
And he put me on once, and then I don't know what clicked, but suddenly I was on almost every night for like a month.
Wow.
And so the show was kind of forced to hire me as a permanent PA because I was now
this.
Part of the show.
So you're just making money hand over fist. These $25 bills just coming in.
Flying.
Amazing. Absolute
storm of bills.
Is this like the richest you've been in your life?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm broke now. It was all done. I was very irresponsible, loose with cash. And after that PA job, I've kind of just been scratching for money.
Yeah, you're like, every job is like this, right? You you take any job and the host puts you on TV and you make thousands and thousands of dollars.
I was on the show for a bit and it became a permanent job for too long. And then it was just miserable.
Oh, I see. Just for the last, when you stopped being on TV, was it there a certain point where it was like, hey, we're putting you back just to be PA at this point?
I mean, the entire time it was
PA, by the way, stands for production assistant. Does it not? Can we agree on that as much?
What was the question?
Can we agree on that?
We can absolutely. All right. That's the one thing we're going to agree on.
Okay, very good.
It was a dark period of my life.
Understandable. I hate to bring it up. But let's move past that and into the podcast. At a certain point, you're like, I'm tired of being on television. Let's go try to fuck with the place that Scott Aukerman lives. Try to take some of his money.
Knock on his door.
Yeah, exactly. And you started this show. It's called I Said No Gifts. And what is the premise of the show?
The premise of the show is that the guest has been told not to bring a gift. And every episode, they show up with a gift. They bring me something, and then we end up talking about it.
I see.
Or we don't talk about it. Some people kind of miss the assignment and bring something that's deeply uninteresting, and we talk about it for a few minutes, and then I...
Who's been the worst guest? Let me know, because I don't want to have him on this show. So
I'll write it down for you and let you know later, because there definitely was one.
So this is based upon the thing you would see in an invitation, which is like, please no gifts.
Right.
Which is always like...
What are you saying?
Yeah, who said I was even going to bring a gift?
I can't believe you would assume I would give anyone a gift.
Yeah, exactly. But so you thought that was a funny thing to see on an invitation, and so you decide to make a podcast out of it.
Exactly. And it felt like a nice little convert. I mean, it felt like the guests could bring on something they wanted to talk about. It gives them the opportunity to talk about whatever they want. And I mean, before the podcast began, I thought I'm going to get some good gifts. There are going to be some great things.
Is it usually just something someone found 10 minutes before they had to leave?
It's I would say like, one out of four times it's that.
Because on Doug Benson's show, Doug Loves Movies, he would always be like, text you a half hour before, remember to bring a prize for the winner. And it's like, I would bring screeners that I had.
Oh, you know, terrible gift.
Terrible gift.
Unless it's for a parent back home.
A lot of times I would bring like CDs that have just been unwrapped sitting in my car that I would get as promo CDs right, or something right. like that. Usually a comedian like, hey, here's my free copy of my CD or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I can only imagine that people are just giving you terrible, terrible things.
There's a lot of clutter. There are occasionally very thoughtful, good gifts.
Are you able to throw them out if you don't like them, or do you feel like you can't because it's a gift?
I've kept almost every gift. There are the comedian Jamie Lee gave me a chewed up dog toy, which there was some miscommunication with her assistant who said that she wanted it back. And then I asked Jamie, I was like, do you want this back? She's like, absolutely not. So that was thrown away. And
so she asks her assistant, hey, get that back for me. And then when called on it, she feels like, no, why would I want a chewed up dog toy? Of course not.
I don't have a
friend
of
the
those.
Show, friend of the show, but apparently I'm not going to have her back because of this.
Do not. Yeah, that was thrown away. And something Kulop gave me was thrown away, but not
really?
By choice. It was, she gave me a Panda Express candle, scented candle.
Scented as what? Chinese food?
I believe
food
it
or?
Was orange chicken.
Well, that actually sounds, I mean, I don't know.
It
sounds
was
okay.
Truly disgusting. And I would have kept it, but
Shimmy, what do you think about that?
What?
Hey, I knew if I called you. What do you think about orange chicken scented candles?
I don't know, man. I'd have to smell it, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, I know what candles smell like, and I know what orange chicken smells like. I don't know if I put them together.
What do candles smell like?
They smell like candle wax. Well, gotta go. Bye.
Okay, bye, Jimmy.
So how did that get thrown away? Not by choice.
It cracked. The glass of the candle cracked, and it smelled so terrible.
Oh.
I would have kept it sealed. But
you have to start giving this or throwing it out.
I've considered a yard sale or something.
Just throw things away. You'll feel so much better.
I think I would feel somewhat guilty.
You've trapped yourself in this thing where like, and I know people, I think my parents are like this, where if they receive something as a gift, if they don't want it, they have to keep it there in their house because if ever asked about it, they don't want to say I threw it away.
Of course.
So they have stuff for decades in their house, and you've trapped yourself with the whole premise of the show into receiving a bunch of junk that you don't want. Just throw it all away. Like, here's what I would do if I was doing the show. Someone comes in and goes, oh, I bought you this orange chicken scented candle. I go, thank you so much, and immediately throw it in the trash can in front of them. That's what I would do.
I mean, I will say, like, at the year anniversary of the podcast, I made a video of me putting all of what I had received into a trash can and burning.
Oh, good.
But you, through camera trickery, didn't actually burn the internet backlash was shocking. People were furious. There were so many people who were like, you could have donated those things. You should have. I was like, there was a clear cut in the video. I did not. Who do you think I am? But that's part of what I'm sensitive about. And also, what if a guest comes over and they ask, where's the...
That'll never happen. It has never happened in human history where a guest comes over and goes, hey, where's that thing that I bought you? It has never happened, and everyone's so afraid of it, but it has never happened.
I'm going to start doing that. I want to become that person.
So you people talk about the gifts. What else did my ex-girlfriend give you?
She gave me an enormous bag. I think she gave me a White Claw that might still be in my fridge.
Ah, yes.
And
I
she
remember
was
those.
On in November of...
Couldn't get rid of those. could never get anyone to drink those. Thank you so much for taking it.
Yeah, she was on the podcast like November 2020, so it's been in my fridge for quite a while.
Better yours than mine.
I can't even remember. I mean, it was so many items. It was...
She's wonderful at gift giving.
She gave me some like good gummy bears, or maybe gummy bears were post podcast. Actually, she had bought something like 9 pounds of gummy bears and gave me half of them.
This does not. It's not ringing a bell. 9 pounds of gummy. Okay, all right.
They were excellent.
She
gummy
has
bears.
A separate a life separate from mine. A lot of times, where she does things and I never hear about it. So this is fascinating.
It's amazing to me you didn't see this amount of gummy bears because it. The half that she gave me was an alarming amount.
Wow.
So the fact that he's passed through your house. Say that again.
Have you eaten any of them?
I ate all of them.
I'll say it a third time. Have you eaten any of them?
I want to hear it one more time, Scott.
Have you eaten any of them? Answer the damn question.
I ate all of them. I split them with my boyfriend. They were delicious. They're like, I believe the brand is, I want to say Albany, but I know that's not right.
Albany?
It's like, there's something like that. It starts A-L-B and then Foggy.
Albus Dumbledore. And his secret gummies that taste like boogers. Well, this is wonderful. I said no gifts is out there. Anyone can get it at their favorite podcast app. What is your favorite podcast app?
My favorite podcast app. What else?
I ask good questions.
That's
right?
An excellent question. And you know, everyone's passionate about their favorite apps.
Sure.
The texture,
okay, tell
the
you
sound.
What. I want favorite podcast app. I want favorite app.
You got to go Apple Podcast app.
As classic. Your favorite app or favorite podcast app?
Favorite podcast app.
Okay. Apple Classic.
Classic okay. app. One of the first. Favorite app?
Yeah, let's go macro now. Let's zoom out.
If we're going, actually, the measuring app. I love the...
What do you measure?
I'm measuring everything.
Really?
I'm pulling that thing out and measuring spaces in my home. I'm measuring objects.
What do you do? It takes a picture and goes like, it's probably this.
Have you ever used the measuring app?
I don't believe I have. But you're going to turn me on to the measuring app.
Absolutely incredible. It takes a point in time in space, and then
a point in time.
A point in time. It measures time. It's okay. What I'm referring to is my watch.
Oh, I see. 2:35 p.m. Ah, the measuring app.
No, you kind of move it around so it gets a sense of the space.
Yeah,
and then it just for however can measure whatever amount you want.
It just
it's shocking
guesses or estimates or
it's
guesstimates
built into the app. I mean, into the phone. It comes free. And I'm here as a representative of Apple, of course.
Okay, you're on the street team for
street
the measuring app.
Apple. If you have an iPhone, the measuring app is somewhere in there.
Okay. So how many times are you just really like measuring your boner?
It's constant, nonstop.
And does it ever be like, come on, man, I wasn't made for this.
Please, just leave me alone.
The poor measuring app. I was invented for such great things, and now I'm just measuring boners. Over and over.
I was supposed to tell you where you could put a couch.
Oh,
no, I love the measuring app.
Okay.
I recommend it to everyone. I prefer it over the flashlight app, which is now just constantly being turned on by accident.
Yeah, you hit it the wrong way and suddenly like 3 minutes later, someone's like, hey, your flashlight's on, idiot. It feels so embarrassing when someone says
humiliating.
That to you. Oh, I hate it.
Parties.
I hate it. Well, I said no gifts is out there on the Apple Podcast app as well as any other podcast app, regardless of whether it's Bridger's favorite or not. We need to take a break. When we come back, we will have a manager slash producer, a young player making moves. We'll be right back with more Bridger Weiniger, more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame, and they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This show, Comedy Bang Bang, is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is your social battery drained right now? Or are you bursting with energy? What's your level? What is going on with your social battery? Do you have, maybe you don't have enough boundaries, or maybe you're less social in the winter? What's going on with you? What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bangbang today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bangbang. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Bridger Weiniger of I Said No Gifts. Who have been some of the guests recently that you've had on the show?
Recently, and this is something I've been working on.
By the way, you can lie.
I'm not going to lie because I'm not going to lie, Scott. And this is why.
But you said like recently.
My memory has been failing.
I don't give a shit. Say anyway.
I want to challenge my brain, and I know your listeners love to hear me try to challenge my brain.
No one's going to be like, he mentioned people who were on 6 months ago.
They're going to go back, and they're going to look at the receipts. Tony Hale, Darcy Carden.
I love Darcy.
Those are the two that I can pull from my...
I love both of them, though.
But I remembered them, and that's what's important.
Incredible. I love both of those guys. Tony, never been on this show, I believe.
Excellent podcast guest.
I love him. And anytime I see him, I have great conversations with him.
And he gave me a beautiful gift that he made himself.
What?
A rope bowl.
A rope?
A bowl made of rope.
Oh, made of rope, not full of ropes.
Not that would be a good bowl.
Well, wonderful. This is, I gotta hear this show with this rope bowl. This sounds incredible. I said no gifts. Bridger Weiniger is here. Let's get to our next guest. What do you say? Are you ready to back me up
Bring
here?
Bring them in, please.
Okay, I need you at my side and at the ready.
I'm
that's
already
okay.
There.
All right, wonderful. He is a manager, producer. Oh, good. This is great. Our old friend is back. Let's welcome him here. Please welcome Sprague the Whisperer.
Scott, What a pleasure it is to see you, you deranged human being.
Hi, Sprague.
Hello.
It's so wonderful to see you. You're, of course, wearing your cloak that you always wear.
I always wear my cloak when I go out in person making appearances as the Whisperer.
Yes. Bridger, this is Sprague the Whisperer.
Bridger Weiniger, is this your card?
That's not my card.
No, it's the Queen of Hearts that Juice Newton sang about in a song.
How many cards have been sung about? Ace
Two.
Of Spades, Motorhead.
Ace right. of Spades?
Queen of Hearts. Dave Edmonds, of course, wrote that. But then
Jack of Diamonds.
Who sang that?
It's an old rockabilly song.
Okay, Jack of Diamonds. Well, I'll give you that. What else? Like two of...
The Ten of Clubs.
I love the Ten of Clubs. I listened to that on my way here.
It was the least charted song.
The least of all time.
Yes. Too boring for Top 40. Bridger, I brought you a gift in keeping with your podcast theme.
Well,
I brought you
I
a gift. Yes, here it is. It's a bowl for your ropes.
Oh, God.
If you have any spare ropes,
this is
keep them in this bowl.
I have a rope bowl, which I know I understand.
Yes, you do, because I gave
understand.
It to you.
I just got rid of all of my actual ropes.
No, that's too bad.
So this bowl is essentially
why'd you get rid
worthless.
Of your ropes?
Because
Jump
I had
ropes?
The rope bowl. The I was going to build one of my own, and then Tony Hale comes to the podcast.
If you want to engage in some light BDSM.
I put that life behind me. But I appreciate it.
That's very nice of you, Sprague. Sprague has never... But by the way, if you don't know anything about Sprague
the
Whisperer...
And I'm Sprague the Whisperer.
Nice guy. He's from England, obviously.
Yes.
He...
Jolly old England. I have a client. His name is Sean Diston.
Yes, that's right. He's Sean Diston's manager, but he's also a super producer. And he and I host a different podcast called Scott Hasn't Seen Together.
We talk about the turtles.
we talked about the turtles about a month ago. Wasn't that fun?
Yes, I remember it because I was there and we had a good time.
Yes, so good.
The turtles.
The turtles.
Leonardo.
And the rest.
Do you remember what he does?
Leads, as far as I remember.
That's right.
About a month ago, we took a big test
yes,
on what I
did.
Remember
yes,
from
you,
the turtles.
And how well did you do?
I got a B average.
That's right. Deranged.
I am a deranged human being. But of course, he's a producer. He's
right.
Sean Diston's manager.
Yes.
He's from England.
England.
We're
Scott.
Writing. Yes.
No, I'm just... maintaining my voice.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Scott.
Yes. Anytime I hear that by an English person, I sometimes think that I'm going to hear a Rick after it, like Scott Trick. But
why?
I don't know. Some other English person I know acts like that.
That's not the English way. Sprague the Whisperer.
So, Sprague, what are you up to? It's so great to have you on the show again. What are you doing? I mean, you know, I see you every week, obviously, for the other show, but...
Well, I'm here to announce my retirement.
What?
Oh,
yes.
No.
From what?
Everything.
What?
I'm no longer going to be the Whisperer, and I'm no longer going to be a manager or super producer.
What about podcast host with me?
Nope. I'm quitting.
What? Why? What's going on?
You're too deranged.
That's what triggered you? You knew I was deranged. When we started this.
Scott, after doing the podcast with you for so long, I finally concluded you're too deranged to co-host
no!
a podcast with.
Oh, we still have a month left to go before our year anniversary.
I know, that's why I'm twisting the knife.
No, we still have a great episode coming up on Friday, no. I thought, where we were going to talk about Romy and Michelle.
Scott.
Yes.
I'd like to talk about me and my secret dreams.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry I've never asked you about these. Is that a sticking point with you? Or
it didn't help. Scott, I want to be a famous equestrian.
You want to be a horse?
Not only are you deranged, you might be dumb.
Well, no, that's a person who rides a horse,
that's
right?
That's correct.
For money?
Yes, well, ideally.
For fun?
Both.
Okay.
You know, if you love riding a horse, you'll never ride a horse for work a day in your life.
That's true. Boy, I saw that. Did you ever see that show? What was it called? Kava or whatever? It was in Burbank. And all the posters around L.A. just said, Larry King, the best show I've seen in my life.
Oh, I forgot about those.
And it made me buy a couple of tickets.
People don't know this, but Larry King was addicted to the smell of horse shit.
Well, that was part of the great part about the show is every once in a while, the performers would take shits on stage, which I've never seen in any other...
Well, you've got to go to Gigi Allen for that.
Of course. Oh, Gigi.
Do you think that movie Gigi was about him?
I think the movie Gigi was
Thank
about him.
Thank heaven for little girls.
I take
they shit into the hand and throw it at the audience.
So what? So you want to be an equestrian? You don't want to do any of this stuff anymore?
No, I want to ride on a horse, have people pay me to do it, and I want to be on the cover of every magazine.
Horse magazine?
No.
Right? Just magazines in general?
People, Us Weekly.
Architectural Digest.
Architectural Digest.
Cat Fancy?
Forbes.
Forbes.
Yes.
Man, well, I'm trying to think of other magazines. Obviously, the magazine business is not what it used to be.
The ones about Princess Di they put out every 10 years?
Do they wait the 10 years? Man, that must be the
admirable restraint.
The lean years.
Scott.
Yes.
I would even like to ride a horse that is two men in a horse costume.
Really?
Yes.
I could probably put that together. The horse costume part is probably the most difficult part. Getting the two guys is easy, I would imagine.
What? Why is... Have they stopped making those?
No, I just, like, I don't, do they have them on Amazon? I'm going to look on Amazon. Keep talking. Keep talking. I'm going to look it up.
This idiot thinks I'm really spring. This is my crowning achievement.
Horse costume.
I will destroy him.
Horse costume adult? Yeah,
I
adult.
Will infiltrate his organization.
See, this is a one-man horse costume. Where people are used, he's got the fake legs. I'm going to look up two-person
achievement.
I can't find a two-person horse costume. You know what I did find is a two-person adult peanut butter and jelly costume.
What does that look like?
It looks like this.
Oh, that's terrible.
You think it's terrible?
Is that a tandem costume?
Yeah, tandem costume. You see a couple rolling up to your Halloween party in this, you're not going like, hey, that's really good.
Well, I'm going to have to talk to both of them the entire time.
Is it like one of those shirts?
You only like one, that is
right.
Bad.
Is it like one of those shirts that you put two kids in when they're fighting and it forces them to get along?
Where did we talk about that?
Never.
I thought on Threedom we've talked about it. No.
I wasn't on Threedom. I'm Sprague the Whisperer. Scott.
Yep. Oh, here's an Adam and Eve costume. I don't know about this one. What do you think?
Idiots.
Oh.
It's got leaves over the private parts.
What a fool.
If you're going to go for it. Like,
it looks
like a stethoscope around his... No, it's a snake.
Is that a
snake?
That's the devil.
Yeah, it's the devil.
That's the devil.
I imagine the devil being a little more imposing of a snake than this.
And I don't know that he rode in on Adam's shoulders.
He's just like, hey, since you've taken a bite of this, I'm just going to chill. Oh, yes, yeah, Sprague, what's up?
Would you buy me those costumes?
Sure, for you, Sprague.
I'm a little low on cash at the moment.
Sure, how do you want me to pay for it? Do you want me to give you Apple gift cards?
Scott, why don't you give me 100 Apple gift cards?
Oh, sure.
Then I will sell them.
Okay.
For lower than they, what? How does, yes, you give me the 100 gift cards.
Got it.
Then I sell them for a fraction of the price. I've made a profit because I didn't pay for the gift cards.
Okay, yeah, sure. I'll give you $101 Apple gift cards.
And your social security number.
Oh, sure, yeah, yeah.
Just
no
to
problem.
Keep things honest.
Well, anything for you, Sprague. I mean, and obviously
I'm Sprague.
There's no question about you, the fact that you are Sprague because you're wearing the cloak.
That's right.
And
don't worry that you can't see my face.
Even and be happy that I can't see your face.
Don't worry and be happy that you can't see my face.
Here's a little song I wrote about not seeing your face.
You might want to sing it note for note.
About seeing your face.
What a presumptuous song.
No song in history has ever started that way. Like, hey, here, look, I got a song. By the way, you're going to want to memorize this exactly.
Why didn't they put that at the end? That was a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
More songs need to say goodbye at
you
the end.
You are the weakest
well.
Link. Goodbye. What happened to her?
I don't know. I presume she's dead, but I don't know.
Do you think that was said at her funeral?
You were the weakest link.
They lowered her into the ground, tossed dirt on her and said goodbye.
What do you think about that Ivana Trump's grave? Have you seen that?
What happened with the grave?
No.
Okay, this is news from a month ago. I'm sorry. Just check it out. Check out the pictures. It's insane.
How often do you find yourself saying on the show, check out this grave I saw?
I was on Zillow for graves the other day. Saw Ivana's just pop up and I was like, this is a little bit sad.
Now these are graves that you can purchase?
Graves other people are in.
Oh,
as comps.
I see.
Yeah, for your own grave. Yeah, exactly. So you you all right there, Sprague?
Yes, I'm. Yes, I'm.
You all right?
Just a little tickle my throat.
Yeah, let me clap you on the back here, if you don't mind. Oh, there you go. How is that better?
Yes. You fool.
What?
What have you done?
Sprague, you have laryngitis?
No, I... You idiot. You utter dolt.
Sir, this isn't Sprague. Who are you? Reveal yourself to me.
You don't recognize me.
You sound a little like Richard Harrow, but I don't know.
No, I'm not Richard Harrow.
Take off your hood so I can see you, or say your name. That might be better.
I'll do both. It is I, the Pie Minister.
The Pie Minister from the Tears for Fears episode.
Yes, I have written.
Years ago?
Years ago.
From maybe 2014?
I don't care. I'm concentrating on what I sound like. I think this is it.
I think you have a handle on it. Pie Minister, you were... God, I haven't seen you in so long, I forget all of your details.
Yes, it's been a while.
Yeah, we used to say that around that era. Yeah, you're right.
We don't say that anymore.
Well, we sort of phase it out. Got too popular.
It's been a while.
Nope. Not doing that either. Sorry. Bridger, this is the Pie Minister.
And you snuck on to announce Sprigg's retirement.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so Sprague is retiring and he hired you to announce it?
No, you idiot. How is everyone so stupid? I'm trying to bring Sprague down.
What?
I want to be the only English guest on Comedy Bang Bang.
You're English?
Yes. I'm the Minister of Pies.
Well, we have Andrew Lloyd Webber, so it's that's another English guest.
That
so.
Fool.
He is a fool.
He won't be around.
Maybe he's
long.
Crazy for this one.
What do you know?
No, I'm in the Broadway community. And let's just say
right.
The message boards are lighting up. They're lighting
really?
Up.
Oh, my God.
Then I won't have to masquerade as him to announce his retirement.
So you want to be the only English guest. You were on once, maybe 8 years or so ago, and you are trying to bring down Sprague, who's on the show regularly, because you want to be the only English guest.
Yes, you finally grasped it.
And what is your deal again? You were sort of like the cake boss, but for pies?
I'm the Pie Minister.
Minister as in, like, the Ministry of Pies or Minister
yes,
as...
Yes, I am the Ministry of Pies.
Right.
All kinds of pies, sweet, savory, cutie, sweetie.
Hair.
Yes, if you must.
I must. So you came on the show when Tears for Fears were on the show. And then I saw, and they loved you, by the way. I saw them maybe 5 days later when they did the television. They taped the television show and they were imitating you.
They loved me.
They loved you.
Really? What did they say exactly?
They were just like, oh, I really enjoyed the Pie Minister. They just were talking like it, like all day.
Well, that's very gratifying.
Yeah, well, Tears for Fears are big fans, but they're English as well, so.
And they haven't been on again, have they?
They have not, even though they have a new album
then
out.
And my plan is working.
Damn, so you're playing the long game.
Yes.
But the game was you were on once, then never came back on and let other British guests be on multiple times, and then now are trying to force one of them off.
Yeah, what triggered you into being on the show? I mean, we've had so many English people on since you were on last.
I finally listened to it.
Thank you.
And then I discovered there were many English guests.
What'd you think?
I was not a fan.
Well, then what do you care?
Because I cannot have these other English people guesting on this podcast.
Do you let other English people on other shows?
Do I let other people? Yeah, I suppose so.
But it's just my show you don't want English people on?
This is the only show I've ever been on.
Oh, that's right. You've made one appearance on this show, and then it was almost like you disappeared.
Right. You don't know.
I keep up with my former guests.
Do you keep up with other podcasts?
As much as I can.
Maybe,
you know?
I was on Highway with Jamila Jamil.
Maybe Conan had you on.
Maybe Conan O'Brien needed me as a friend.
That would be very funny. One week, just suddenly he has the Pie Minister on. And people are like, this show used to get Martin Short and people like that on.
Wouldn't be that funny.
Really? You don't think so?
He could do a lot worse than me.
He has done a lot worse than you.
He had this... this comedian on one time nobody's ever heard of.
Did he get a lot of flack for that?
I hope so. Probably the least rated episode.
Well, Prime Minister, I'm sorry to say,
Prime Minister, we
have an open door policy on the show. People are welcome to come and go as they please, and I can't keep there from being English guests on, especially Sprague. I need Sprague on my other show.
Who is in charge of this open door policy?
It's kind of like norm in the government. Do you say that every time anyone mentions it on TV like I do?
What?
Our governmental norms. Norm. It's kind of like the norms in the government.
They're
not laws, but we just adhere to them. It's like a tradition.
A tradition started by whom?
We left the door open one day and it just all fell into place. Everything clicked into place.
I have a suggestion.
Yes.
Close the door.
Prime Minister, I don't want to close this door. But what if someone shows
Mr.
up wanting to be on this?
Close this door.
Prime Minister, I don't think so. I'm so sorry. We're going to leave this door open. I'm too old and too set in my ways to change it.
I almost said ugly, but I thought that would be mean.
You were going to say ugly?
You said I'm too old, and I thought it would be funny to jump in and say ugly. And then I thought that's mean. That'll come off bad.
Oh, really? That's the only reason you didn't want to do it? Is because it would come off bad? How about the feelings, the hurt feelings that would ensue?
A secondary consideration.
Prime Minister, just catch us up briefly. What have you been up to in the last 8 years? Because we're coming up on a break.
Obviously, ministering to many pies.
Sure. What's your favorite pie at this point?
Meat.
Meat has gone into the number one position.
Look, when pie is your thing, there are many ups and downs. Currently, it's meat.
What about pot?
Pot pie. Pot pie. Pot pie. We don't say that at the ministry.
What do you say?
A meat pie is what you would call a pot pie.
Oh, it is. Oh, okay. Yeah. But is it the same ingredients? Is it turkey and carrots and onions? Not onions. Well, sometimes onions.
Potatoes. Did you say potatoes?
Peas. This is what I was searching for. Gravy is like
this. This sounds more like a shepherd's pie.
Okay. What is a traditional meat pie?
Meat. Crust.
The end?
Filling.
What is filling?
You're talking about one of these pies with the layered deer meat that you see on the bacon.
That's exactly
just
right.
Kind of a wet, like, yes. Foot tall.
I love deer meat.
Cake made of deer meat. I love it.
Not venison. Deer meat.
Deer meat. You have to think Meatloaf's kids at some point addressed a letter to them, to him.
Why would his children call him meat and not father?
I bet he asked them. I know one of his children, by the way. So a full disclosure. So, but I bet he asked them. He's like, don't call me dad. Call me meat.
Who's his child? Josh Loaf?
Well, look, Prime Minister, we're
Prime Minister, not Prime Minister.
I said Prime Minister.
You said Prime. You've got Amazon on the brain.
I was just looking up costumes on Amazon Pie. We have to take a break. Can you stick around?
Amazon Pie.
We have to take a break. We have a very exciting guest coming up, a young player making moves. Do you want to stick around? We can talk to him together.
I do think I can stick around.
Oh, because of the voice?
Yes.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
All right, we'll be right back with more Bridger Weiniger. Thanks, Prime Minister. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month, whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much. The opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them. And they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right, they have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have Bridger Weiniger of I Said No Gifts here with us. So what do you think of the Prime Minister there?
I was a little uneasy.
Yeah.
I felt like I was sold something with the cloak, and I was looking forward to some sort of career advice.
Yeah, a guy shows up in a cloak, says he's a manager. You expect
trust
something.
That person.
Yes, of course.
You say, this is somebody I could take home. and then suddenly it's this kind of scratchy voice person with a plan that I didn't quite see how it was going to add up.
An unpopular guest as well.
People
like
hate
never
him.
Never took off.
Right.
Other than with the band Tears for Fears, and is difficult for him to even speak much longer than 15 minutes. So I don't know why.
Have you considered doing a spinoff of this podcast that's exclusively for Tears for Fears, just the members of the band?
I would love that. God, please let them call me when they pass through LA. I would love to have them back on the show.
Right. Then they're listening to this thing that's four. How many members of the band are there? Four?
There are two.
Two. Tears for Fears is a two-man band.
There's Tears and then Fears.
Is that cannot be true. I almost believed.
And Tears has little teardrop tattoos because he's killed a lot of people
They've
in prison.
They've both been through a lot of prison time.
Wait, who's that? Huh? Oh, Jimmy, I heard you laughing into the mic.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, man. You're just having a good time.
Yeah, hey, stick around for a bit if you can.
Okay.
All right,
you
great.
You know what? Yeah.
So that's all it took?
Yeah, I mean, I realize I got some time.
Okay, great. Well, why? What do you have to do a little bit later?
I got to pick up a friend from the airport.
Which airport?
John Wayne.
Okay, that's a bit of a trick.
I know, he's a good friend.
Why didn't they fly into Burbank or LA?
I don't know. They're a big movie buff.
Okay.
Like Bob Hope as much as they like John Wayne.
I can see that.
How come LAX isn't named after a movie star?
I know. Bing Crosby or someone like that?
Lana Turner.
Okay, now you're talking too much.
Oh, sorry. Gotta go. Bye.
No, stay. Come back. Come back. You're so agreeable.
Sure. I'm a good guy.
All right, let's get to our next guest. He's a young player making moves. This is exciting.
Ooh.
You're excited by this.
Yeah.
What about you, Bridger? You on board for this?
I'd like to meet him. I'd like to hear what
he's
saying.
You're reserving the right to hear what he's
saying. I got burned once already on this episode.
I apologize.
But I am willing to hear.
I don't like to run this type of podcast where we're doing the whole shell game kind of thing, the bait and switch. I apologize.
You come in here nervous enough.
Exactly.
And somebody's lying and there's the deceit. It's
I hate
uncomfortable.
I'm so sorry to make you so uncomfortable.
I hate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate that.
Sure.
Well, let's bring him on. He is a young player making moves. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Dre Wonka.
What's happening? If you you wanna be somebody, if you wanna go somewhere, you got to wake up and pay attention. What's good, y'all? What's happening?
Hey, Trey
Wonka and this motherfucker. Yeah.
Trey Wonka, what's up, dude?
Man, ain't nothing changed but the address, you know?
Where?
I'm still in flux right now. They're still checking out some properties.
Oh, cool.
What's good, though? How y'all doing?
Yeah, well, Dre, is that short for Andre, or is that short for Drea, or...
Andre, yeah. Andre Wonka, yeah.
Andre Wonka. I have to ask. I hear a name like Wonka.
Oh, I know what you're going to say, and you're right. Yeah, so basically, you know, I'm a young player out here making moves. I'd make a lot of moves.
What type of moves are you making?
Really? Okay, you know, some dance moves, you know, like, whatever.
Oh, when I heard young player making moves, I didn't assume that they were dance moves.
I'm a dancer.
I thought it was like career-wise.
Yeah, I like to dance, but I make moves too, like, so, you know, I play with, I was going to play with kids, but not like that, but like I'm a soccer referee, so.
Oh, so you're not even playing with the kids.
Yeah, I'm regulating.
Like Warren G.
Yeah. Yeah, and before the game starts, I go, regulators! And none of the kids get it.
No, they're kids. At this point, I mean, even 40-year-olds don't get it.
Yeah. Then, so I don't really know shit about soccer, but the kids are too
good. Make it up as you go along. Yeah, they can barely kick the ball.
Red card, yeah. It's just they're having fun out there.
Also, yeah, you want to give everyone a red card experience at least once during the game, too.
But a couple years ago, I also sell psychedelics if y'all want some of that.
To the kids?
No, that would be disrespectful.
That's the reason not to do it.
To the game of soccer.
that you don't know.
Yeah. So a couple years ago, I did the 23andMe, you know what I'm saying? Found out the Wonka family owned my family as slaves, so I decided to take my slave name back. So my name before was Dre X, so now I'm Dre Wonka because I want to take my slave name. I want my slave name back.
So you're saying Willy Wonka. Wait, are you an Oompa Loompa?
I'm half Loompa, half black.
Oh, so you're half Loompa, half...
I'm half Wonka, half Loompa.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so, but Loompa is, you know, they basically from the Caribbean, so they black.
Yeah, got it. Yeah. Okay. So Wonka, Willy Wonka fucked an Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
And you're the...
And I'm the descendant of that. And so when I did the 23andMe, I found out, and it's crazy, I'm pre-diabetic. I can't even eat candy right now. So I'm losing my goddamn mind. So, I said, let me take the name. And get as much candy as I can. I got about 4 years for the diabetes kicks in. And then we're going to get it in. You know, chocolate, sour candies, all types of shit. But that's what I'm doing. And I'm making moves out here. And I'm trying to get my inheritance. I'm trying to get the Wonka inheritance.
Yeah.
And they owe me money. They owe me money. You know what I'm saying? How they treated my fam.
Reparations.
Yeah, that's right. What'd you say, Black?
Reparations.
Yeah, say it one more time.
Reparations.
Yeah, I like that.
Shimmy says reparations.
If you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere, you gotta wake up and pay attention.
What is that you're singing?
Man, that's an old tune from a great legendary singer, St. Mary Clarence from the Sister Act.
I saw that recently.
You did? Yeah. You saw it on your podcast?
No, I didn't say, but apparently you know about my podcast where
I know about all the casts. I know about the Bridges podcast with the gifts. You know what I'm saying? I do a couple gift parties sometimes. We sit around, give each other gifts.
Gift parties?
Yeah. Is this like Christmas?
An exchange?
On December 25th?
No, it's not on a holiday. It's on a Sunday with a lot
sometimes
of ladies.
Sometimes Christmas is on Sundays. Go ahead. Yeah. No, it's with a lot of ladies.
It's true. Sometimes Christmas is on Sunday.
For real?
Yeah. The worst Christmas.
Yeah, they're that's terrible.
Nobody likes Christmas on a Sunday.
No.
Yeah, that's not tight.
You want it on a Tuesday.
You want it on a good Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's what's good about it on Sunday. You don't got to go to church twice.
that's right. Oh, yeah. No, sometimes you do, right? You go to church and then you go to the Christmas session.
That's later. Right. The Christmas session, yeah.
Hey, where you from?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm from all over the place, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Ain't nothing changed but the address.
Exactly.
Oh, that's what you
took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah, where are you from?
Yeah, I'm from Bridgeton, Connecticut.
Is that what that show Bridgerton is about?
Yeah, it's in Connecticut.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's why that family, the Wonkas, came over. They immigrated over.
Oh,
settled
okay.
in Bridgerton. And then I grew up there.
Yeah, because he was in England or something, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm kind of English too. So I might, you know, I don't know about your boy. I don't know. I heard that y'all not one of the English people on the show.
Prime Minister took off.
You know, I'm from Downton Abbey, Rhode Island.
Really? Oh, shit. Yeah, I used to get money down there. But yeah, man, I tell you
what.
I
don't know what that means.
I do.
Yeah, keep talking though.
Oh, yeah. So like I was saying, I'm making moves. I sell psychedelics. I do soccer refereeing with the children.
Yep.
But right now I'm trying to get on more podcasts and talk about my situation with the Wonka estate. And I'm trying to get my money back.
Yeah, you're hoping to get your money back.
And some candy.
Have you filed some sort of civil suit against the family?
I haven't done anything yet. This is my first thing I did was come on here.
Oh, this is your first? Oh, okay. So you're trying to get on more podcasts and you started here.
Yeah, yeah. I figure, you know, maybe.
This is a good entry-level podcast for people.
That's a nice launching pad.
So, yeah, you know, if you guys know a lawyer and somebody can help me out, I'll be down for it because I'm trying to get out here and make these moves.
Yeah, have we ever had a lawyer on this show?
No.
I don't think we've ever had a lawyer on the
really?
Show. Nah. Oh, I know. Italiano Jones.
Oh.
He's a lawyer. He's more of a defense, or he's like, or no, he does lawsuits.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Pass the bar.
Yeah, here,
that's all you need here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I need.
Cut
and dry.
How far back does the Wonka family go?
I mean, it goes back to the, 14th century, you know what I'm saying? Like,
shit.
Because Willy Wonka was, he was an anomaly, you know what I mean? And, them cats was out there causing problems, you know, going around state to state, pillaging and all that. But now that, you know, they try to change their rep, making candy and shit for the kids. This shit was all bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I had a 50 lifting drink, a 50 lizard drink, a 50 living drink, a fizzy lifting drink. You know what I'm saying? I ain't fly nowhere. I ain't go up. I ain't go down. I just have gas all day. Some bullshit right there. I heard your podcast, Bridger.
They was giving you
gifts.
What was your
man?
Your
you had a funny dude on there. Named Lamar on that show.
Never having him back.
Oh man, what's wrong with him?
It was a difficult conversation.
What kind of gift he gave you?
I truly cannot remember.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. Why are you going to put out
it
the content?
It has been years.
Why are you going to put out
the content, but you don't believe in it? You know what I'm saying? Putting out this content.
Dre, I need you to remind me.
You listened to the episode.
On the way to this podcast.
Oh, yeah, I listened to it. It was, I don't remember. But I was
See, this is what I mean, Bridger. No one cares if you throw away these gifts.
Yeah, throw them shits away.
Hey, Dre, will you come on my podcast when I start it?
Shimmy, you're starting a podcast?
Yeah.
The devil, you say?
I got two concepts.
Okay.
And I don't know which one to do.
Okay.
Ooh. One is Lit Shimmy. And the podcast takes place where we're dancing the whole time, me and my guest.
Oh, Let Shimmy. Okay.
Let Shimmy.
Let Shimmy.
Yeah, you should
I
have
thought it was
the
Let Shimmy, like allow Shimmy
let
to
Let Shimmy.
Yeah, I thought you said Lit Shimmy, like we all going to get lit.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But that's also, I guess that works.
But here's the other concept is Swimmy with Shimmy. And we're swimming the whole time during the interview.
Oh, I love that.
More splashing.
Well, they'll be splashing because we're dog paddling. We go out, we get dropped off in the middle of a lake.
By a helicopter?
We're just treading water, trying to stay alive.
Like the Marine Corps. I'll tread up in there. I could tread for 45 minutes. Ooh. And that's it.
I don't know how long the show.
Well, including my intro. I do a rambling monologue for 15 minutes.
Oh, man.
Do people skip past it?
I hope not. I haven't started it yet.
How does the drowning guest feel about the monologue?
Uh-oh, there's my time. I gotta go.
No, Shimmy, what happened? Your Apple Watch went off. How did you get an Apple Watch, Jimmy?
Is that what this is?
Where did you find that?
I found it on the ground.
On the ground?
Yeah.
Who left one there?
Oh,
I don't
man.
Know. Some guy in a cloak ran out of here.
Oh, man. That's a nice Apple Watch.
Minister's Apple Watch.
Oh, yeah.
His biorhythms are fucked up.
Oh, shit.
I feel bad for this
guy.
I
hope he's all right.
Yeah, I like pies.
No one's going to complain.
I had a couple pies, a couple schnozberry pies, and let me tell you something. They don't taste like schnozberry. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it's the Wonka Empire expanded into pies? Or is this
fruit pies?
So we know the Wonka's known for the everlasting God stoppers, the other stuff. But I think
we all know what you're talking about.
My goal is to take the Wonka name and expand it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a player making moves. So
what do you want to do with it? So past candy or
past candy? I want to create a Wonka theme park. You know what I'm saying? I want to be the first black man with a theme park.
Yeah, I can't think of a single. I mean, did Malcolm X have one? I don't remember.
Malcolm X, he had a little go-kart thing, but everybody, they had a dress code.
Maybe it became like on a Saturday night, maybe, yeah. But the rest of the week. Yeah,
the dress code killed it. The dress code killed it.
Ain't got no bacon up here.
When you go to drive go-karts, you want some bacon.
Yeah, I want two strips of bacon.
I put on my suit and tie. Where's my bacon?
Yeah, no, I went a whole ass theme park. So I wanted to be in Chicago. That's one of my favorite cities.
Okay, so you want the first one.
Yeah, I'm sure
there will be many.
Yeah, once we get that one, then we'll set them up all over the country, yeah?
Are you going to have a boat that goes through a terrifying tunnel?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great.
A worm crawling on a guy's face?
Yeah, only this tunnel is going to show the history of the oppression from the Wonka family.
Oh.
And how it ruined all of our Oompa Loompas and everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it'll have like Willy Wonka crawling on your mother.
Yeah, exactly. Man, don't ever bring that up.
That sounded harsh.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a lot of trouble.
I was making an allusion to the worm crawling on a face, and then it came out.
Everybody got it.
Yeah, I know. It sounded bad after.
No, it just reminded me the trauma. You know, I'm in therapy for it, but
yeah, was this an unwanted advance from Willy Wonka or?
I don't know. You know, like I said, I've got the paperwork. And it said that's where I'm from, but I don't know.
They give you paperwork on 23andMe?
Yeah, it's like a book. It's like a big ass book.
I guess there's a box you can check. Like, it's a big book. Don't send this to me via email. Give me a book.
I want hard copies. You know, what's the opposite of paperless? Just paper.
Paperful.
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 I want a paperful
post. What about that? And, that's a business,
that's
right?
Just letters.
Yeah. So it's a book with a bunch of pictures, and it has the whole history of like all my
bunch of pictures.
Yeah.
Like, you can get the pictures in your phone turned into a little photo album.
Yeah, it's
23
like that.
Me, you can get them sent in a hardbound copy.
Yeah, and they'll play like a good folk song behind it. It's beautiful. If you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere, you got to wake up and pay attention.
I love that. Why do you like that song? Why do you keep singing it?
Yeah, that's my mantra. You know what I'm saying? Yes. I say it, it keeps me motivated, you know, because a lot of people ain't out here making moves and they ain't playing.
Yeah.
You know?
Where do you stand on the theme park? Are you going to break ground soon or what?
No, I got to get my inheritance from the Wonka estate.
Right, yeah.
Once I get that, I already got the land over in it's in Inglewood, California, Inglewood, Chicago.
Oh.
Not Inglewood, California. That's a different Inglewood.
Hey, yeah, Drake,
yeah. Another location opportunity.
Yeah.
Who are the current custodians of the Wonka estate?
Yeah, who's still alive?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because Willie is, I remember him from the 70s.
Yeah.
And then he changed his face a little bit. And he
got all the makeup. He went kind of Michael Jackson looking.
Yeah, right.
And then the little kid. Then he became a little kid for a bit.
Yeah, right.
Pretty ass kid.
Yeah, but who is he? Like, is he passed on now?
He's gone. So right now it's, what's the face? Kurt Wonka.
Kurt Wonka.
Yeah, he's
what's her face?
Yeah. And, hey, look, I don't know none. I don't know what genders they are. All right. So then there's Kurt, and then his the other sister, Chantel. And Jason Wonka. So those are the three, and they all live.
And they're all official children. They with Mrs. Wonka. I think Mrs. Wonka was on the show once before.
Oh yeah, yeah. So they all, they have. I'm in a fight with them. So they're all getting the money and the chocolate and the blueberries and all that.
Blueberries.
You know, the violets. It's bullshit, you know? It's really upsetting to talk about because they owe me money.
I know, but you know what? That place seemed like a dangerous place anyway. Like, you know, like...
Yeah, it's kind of a hazard, you know?
You know, like one kid ends up on TV instead of as a real-life human being. One turns blue, you know?
Yeah, but that's because they disrespecting the rules, you know?
Yeah.
If they follow the rules, they wouldn't happen. That's how my part's going to be. You follow the rules, everything go well.
I like
smooth.
That one child got hideously transformed because she lacked gum.
Yeah.
But you like people who follow the rules. If you and this is what I say when people get pulled over by the police all the time, just follow the rules and you'll be okay.
Excuse me? yeah, you know, I actually got this one ride. You reminded me of Mr. Ackerman, like, so there's going to be, this is how the whole theme park, so we're going to have the cop land. And as we go in
cop land. So Sylvester Stallone and Janine Garofalo will be in there?
Oh, yeah, Janine Garofalo, she welcomes you in. She'll be like, well, and she'll do it like her thing, be like, welcome to cop land. It's the cop land. Like,
sorry, I have these notes.
Yeah, and then you go in there, and then they got nightstick. Nightstick ride where you got to dodge nightsticks. then they got the one ride where you got to like see if you can like run away from the cops without getting shot in the back. It's really
film everything, you get extra points. I'm sure.
And then you have your camera phone, but they give you a camera phone. You can't, so just in case. Right, it's
Are you gonna have the tower of taser?
you try to
scale a tower without getting tased.
Let me put my glasses back on.
Yeah, you took them off in horror when I said that thing about the police.
I just
wanted to go back on.
Just wanted you to see my soul for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You know, the tower of taser. You get to the top, but it's a good experience. You know, it's a good thing. It's only for white people. They go for that. You know,
yeah, it's to give them that. Yeah,
yeah, give them experience of what it feels like to be a black man in America and take that. And then you get find out your slave who owned you as slaves and get your and take your slave name.
Amazing.
I think it's a clever idea to have like a ride at an amusement park that says whites only. Yeah. And then they think it's gonna be like exclusive.
Thank God we brought this back.
Yeah.
And then suddenly it's a bad situation for them.
Absolutely. We'll have a bunch of apple pies up front, like a guy in a Yankees baseball uniform, make him feel real at home, and then turn it all over their head. It'd be crazy.
Well, it sounds like a great move to make.
I think I can make money.
Yeah, definitely.
I got to get my money first.
You got to make sure that everyone signs an NDA when they go in. They can't talk about the experience, so it doesn't spoil the surprise.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me.
You all right? You took a big swig of water.
Yeah, all this, at the, all this right talk
right
about...
You took an urgent swig of water.
All this talk about money is making me thirsty. I really need to get in touch with the Wonka estate, though. And, you know, I'm a little worried that they got a couple lawsuits out there.
Yeah, who's suing the Wonkas at this point?
Well, Charlie Bucket must be.
Yeah, Charlie Bucket.
Where does he fall in this picture?
First of all,
he was supposed to take over the whole
thing.
Right,
with the grandfather.
Yeah.
Grandfather dancing around in his goddamn nightshirt.
Let me tell you, I ain't got no love for the Bucket family, you know what I'm saying? Because the Buckets, they out here trying to take my money, you know what I'm saying? They know better than the Wonkas, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they think they cool because they poor or whatever.
Well, you're poor, right?
They kind of traded on being poor.
I make moves. Yeah, yeah. You know how much money I make refereeing so soccer games? I make $40,000 a year refereeing these soccer games.
How many are you doing?
As a volunteer?
It's once a week, every Saturday.
Just once a week?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
So it's so that would be, yeah.
I thought it would be a volunteer position.
No, I would never do that. None of those kids. Those kids are crazy. But yeah, so that's all. You know, I'm just trying to get my moves, Bridget.
So that's all?
Yeah, that's it. That's all.
You're wrapping up.
You're packing your suitcase.
Hit me up at
you have like
five,
a go
five,
bag
five.
That you're like putting extra change of clothes in right now.
Put my sunglasses
giving
up.
Giving us your business card.
Actually, let me take some of this candy real quick. Man, that tastes good. Let me tell y'all something, man.
Which kind was that?
That was a... Gobstopper? Yeah.
I mean, I will say, Dre.
Even when you can bite off. And,
Your knowledge of the line of products is limited.
It starts and ends with one thing.
Yeah, but you can't expect me. Like, I'm just found this shit out. You know what I'm saying? You can't expect me to know
that's
the whole
true.
Research.
That's true.
I got to learn it up. You know, so that's why I got to get in touch with the family, get a tour of the factory and all that.
I think it's time for your song.
You know. If you wanna be somebody, why don't you sing it with me, y'all?
If you wanna be somebody,
if you wanna go somewhere, you gotta wake up and pay attention.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's great.
Yeah. High fiving. Everybody.
I remember what the dude gave you, Bridget.
You remembered.
It was a biography of written by DJ Khaled.
Of course, the keys.
Yeah, the keys. So they gave you keys to success. Did you read it?
Obviously.
I'd look at it.
I mean, I think it's very clear. You just look at the past 2 years of my life, and you're like, well, this person's succeeding.
I think we should all work on this theme park idea together.
I mean, I'm in.
We've already got something to do with candy and cops.
I only have my cop ride and the Tower of Taser so far, so.
I mean, I came up with that, to be fair.
I don't want no problems. What about you, Bridge? You got any pictures?
Is it candy themed or
right? It's just other than
the Copland part.
No, it's themed in about justice in America.
Justice in America. Okay, well,
other than candy.
Yeah, there will be candy there, though.
How about like the swinging scales of justice? Like, you get on them and
like the pirate ship goes back and forth.
Yeah, or like those things that go around and around and use like. Start
oh
to
yeah,
yeah. 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 Nice. I liked his version of it.
Shit,
I'm on fire.
I think you two, you're on the same wavelength.
Yeah, you work together. Also, yeah, we'll have.
You got to be prepared for Shimmy to just leave suddenly, though.
I promise I'll stay to the end.
Yeah, if you can work with me, you got to show up to work. You know, I don't play that bullshit. I will. But yeah, so how much will we charge? Probably like, you know, $400 to get in.
Yeah, that seems a little steep. I mean,
it's the Wonka Estate.
I know, but Disneyland.
But if you only charge $150 for parking, that's a deal.
That's right. Yeah. I like where your head's at.
Thanks, Ray.
And I think, we'll do a little deal like my forefathers did, where we'll put out, you know, a special ticket. You know what I mean? And then.
Oh, yeah. The golden ticket is what they call it. I don't know if you know that, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. They called it a golden ticket. And if you got it in an actual chocolate bar, then you got a trip to the Wonka factory.
That's right. So, yeah. Like maybe we could do something like that. And maybe we'll put it in a bean pie or something. And then it'll be a black.
I'm worried the Pie Minister is going to come back if we start talking about bean pies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I bet he won't be back. How about for another attraction, the No Knock Nebula, where it's like you enter in there, you try to just mind your own business.
Just you walk in, they set you up with a blanket.
That's
you go
right.
to sleep.
Yeah,
and then, it's kind of like the reverse of a haunted house.
So you're really good at when someone else comes up with an idea, like adding to it. That seems to be your strength.
It's kind of my life, you know. It's like I had nothing going on, then I found out I was related to this fortune company, and now that's who I am now.
Yeah, great.
What was the plan until then?
I had the soccer thing,
soccer,
you know.
Right, right.
My goal is eventually, like, you know, work myself up to like younger basketball
kids.
Yeah. Hey, I like kids, man. That's why I want to do a theme park. Put them.
Makes sense that the younger the kids are, the more they need a referee because they're just running around. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, and unless I have to know about the sport.
Exactly.
They don't have to know about basketball if the kids don't know. You know, then I can just do whatever rules I want. It's crazy, you know.
It is crazy.
I'll tell you what, the parents get mad, though, when I make the wrong call, because they're like, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. It's really
isn't
upsetting.
That all parents though.
Yeah, but they be giving me the orange slices and the Capri Sun after. Should be good as fuck. That'd be tight. I'll probably sell that at the park too.
Yeah. Dre, seems like we're running out of steam. Do you feel that way?
Yeah. I feel tired.
You came in super hot. but now it looks like you want to take a nap. Is that right?
Yeah. I'm going to hit the no-knock ride real quick. Don't come in here.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We are running out of time, coincidentally.
Okay.
We only have time for one final feature on the show, and that is a little something called plugs.
I was walking down the street just the other day. I was so confused. I don't even know what to say to you. Why are we wasting time? What are hugs? We only have time for one final feature, and that is a little something called plugs.
Toot-toot!
All aboard!
Wonderful. Hey, that was great. That was Toot Toot for Plugs by Chris Finke. Thank you, Chris. All right, what are we plugging? Bridger, obviously. The podcast.
The podcast. That's it? That's the only thing plugging.
I know you're a young player making moves. I've heard about some of your moves that you're making, but those are future moves, right?
Yeah, that's a... I, In November, there'll be a new show on Netflix called Blockbuster.
Okay. I have heard about this.
To watching.
Yes.
A fun,
you're a writer on this.
I'm a writer on that.
Wait, Blockbuster is moving to Netflix?
They've moved to
Can you imagine?
They finally caved.
Yeah, that's what's up. You know, my man Chris, he found out his family was owned by the Blockbusters. So he tried to get money
really?
From them too.
Chris Blockbuster?
Yeah, Chris Blockbuster. You know what I'm saying? You tell her, you know, so I'll let him know, come find you, you know. We can go get lunch after.
He's going to come after me.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, just barely related to the family.
All right, well,
and
yeah.
For me to be the subject of a lawsuit feels unfair.
You're benefiting from the slave.
Yeah, you are. I agree.
Sure.
I agree with Dre.
Thank you, Mr. Ackerman.
All right, so I said no gifts. People can get the podcast anywhere they get podcasts. And Shimmy, anything you want to plug?
Hey, man, you know, I heard about this comedian. I never heard of him before. And Conan O'Brien needs a friend. And I was like, he's not famous, but I guess I'll listen. And he's got a show in Los Angeles on September 4th at Laudrum.
Really? Who is this guy?
Don't ask me.
Sorry. Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's not famous. So yeah. Why would you know?
But the show's called Varietopia.
Oh, okay.
And you can get tickets at paulftompkins.com/live. Maybe his name will be there too. But and also, if you can't see the show, they put them up on Vimeo so you can watch them there.
Oh, wow. And that's September 4th, you say?
September 4th. Special surprise guest. You won't want to miss it.
Oh, this is incredible. All right. And Dre, what do you want to plug?
Oh, I just want to plug. So that dude that was on your podcast, I followed him after that. And he got this one podcast where him and the homie watch Gossip Girl all the time. It's called, I think it's called XOXO Gossip Kings. And they talk about Gossip Girl and stuff.
Oh,
and other
yeah.
things on the HeadGum podcast, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. That is a HeadGum podcast?
Yeah. They got the HeadGum. And then the other thing, that dude also, he be rapping too. He be making music.
I heard he's one of the best UCB rappers.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I heard them all. You know, I listen to every UCB rapper there is. And nobody's as good as this one. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, he got the award for best UCB rap at the Franklin.
There's some stiff competition.
Ooh, at Franklin.
Yeah.
Not even Sunset.
It's a big
that is prestigious.
Microphone as an award. It's
wow.
awesome.
Do you think HeadGum was made by the Walker family?
Man, I bet, you know, I wouldn't be surprised, bro.
Yeah, you got to go after them. You got to go after newcomers.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Everybody's getting.
What are you, him?
No, he gets it. You know what I'm saying? It's infectious.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? We got to get our monies back. What'd you say earlier?
We got to get our monies back.
Oh, it begins with an R.
Reparations.
Yeah, that's it. So I just want to represent that. That's my unplugging reparations today.
Yes, thank you. Finally.
Cool. Yeah. Finally, they're happening.
If only somebody had plugged them on a podcast.
Remember when they did a whole thing about it a few years ago? Okay, what's going to happen?
I was going to, nope. Oh, the government did send everyone $1,800 once, didn't they?
Oh,
and then
yeah.
another two, wasn't it something like that?
That's right.
Yeah, I spent that in a week.
Really? I saved mine.
I'm going to send you $2,000. Now, you already did get the $600.
It's a real sneaky situation. I want to plug, head over to CBB World. We just ended this big Comedy Bang Bang tour. People can listen to every show that we did over there at CBB World. And listen, I mean, they're all, in fact, last night should be up maybe today or tomorrow. We had a good time, I hope.
I was on one of those.
I bet you were.
Yeah.
You might be on all of them.
I had a great time. No, I'm not on all of them.
Who knows?
But I popped up.
So head over to cbbworld.com. You can also get the archives of this show. Previous episodes are all there, as well as ad-free episodes. As well as the Andy Daly Podcast Project, we have the archives and ad-free episodes of Threedom. We have CBB Presents, and this Friday on Scott Hasn't Seen, me and the real Sprague are going to be watching Romeo and Michelle's High School
Reunion.
Why did
you look at me when you said that?
I don't know, but we did watch we watched House Party recently.
Oh, how you feel about that one?
I felt really good. We've talked about it since that episode too. I really liked it.
Yeah, man. I tell you what, man, that movie is dope. You know, and one thing they do in that movie, they make moves.
They definitely make moves. Yeah.
There were young players making moves.
Yeah, that was the casting call. What it said. I didn't get casted in it, but.
I mean,
you were
was
too
a long
young
time
at
ago.
The time. You might not have been born yet.
I'm 57 years old.
Oh, you what?
You look great.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
I took too long to do the. I should have did 23andMe way back when I was 23 or something.
Yeah, exactly.
You're supposed to do it when you're 23.
Yeah.
Is that the age limit?
When you turn 23, you're eligible.
Yeah, you might have gotten the wrong results because you weren't 23.
Yeah, I might be. Shit.
Shit indeed.
Oh no, are you reconsidering your whole thing?
Is your deal changing?
Baseless lawsuit.
Oh my God. I'm gonna go check some things out.
All right. Well, before you do, let's close up the old plug bag. Okay, that was Closing the Oh No Bag by Danny California, spelled with a D-A-N-N-Y, California, unlike the normal spelling of D-A-N-I, of course, that the Red Hot Chili Peppers, of course, sang about. They haven't sung about a playing card.
Not yet.
They should.
That feels like it could absolutely be in their wheelhouse.
That is right there.
What card do you think they sing about?
Probably the seven of
what's the dirtiest diamonds? Card? Well, ace of spades.
Yeah.
Well, Motorhead beat him to it.
They certainly did, man. What do you think the dirtiest card is there, Dre?
I would say the jack, you know what I'm saying? They're always trying to jack you. Right.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say because of jacking.
Jacking people off? No.
people off? I was going to say yourself.
No, large jack groups. Large groups of people.
Yeah. F 40, 20 at a time.
Parades.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I ain't with the jack, you know. Always playing games.
Yeah, I get it.
I like the queen, though. Queen of hearts, good.
Yeah.
King, you know, kings is always good.
Always good. Always. King is always good.
Gotta
always
respect good. The king.
Always. And
then, that's not miss.
Watch the throne.
Run the jewels.
Dre, are you shutting down? You're not talking anymore? He just shook his head. He doesn't want to talk anymore. He turned shy. Oh, no.
And Dre, yo, let me tell y'all something.
Here we go.
I'm about to make it happen, you know what I mean? Because if you want to be somebody and you want to
go somewhere,
you got to wake up and bang. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
And y'all motherfuckers, but, yo, find out your shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you might be on your, you know, I know Malcolm X.
You're losing it again. Damn.
Malcolm X wanted us to take the X, but I'm saying the opposite.
Take the Wonka.
Take your slave master's name and get your money. Get your money.
Good. Very good.
Yeah,
very
you
good.
You got to support that, right?
Yeah, of course.
Look how it's worked out for you.
Well, guys, I want to thank you so much. Bridger, so nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Continued success with your podcast, even though you're my competition.
Look,
I'm just here
begging for one or two listeners to come on over.
All right. I'll grant you a boon.
Hand me one or two.
Wait, so you want them to stop listening to this show?
Yes, the condition is they leave this show.
All right. Yeah, I get it. Dre, great to meet you.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you guys, man.
Yeah, and Shimmy.
Yeah.
What more needs to be said?
Gotta go.
Okay, we'll see you later. Thanks, bye.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.